Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Wylo News Director Ken Harmon, joining us on the phone, Congressman Jim Baird. Jim, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jim, how you doing? This is Ken. How's everything going in D.C.?
It's going, Ken.
That was kind of a little, you know, that's an interesting answer. So,
it's a challenge. I think it's pretty obvious that it's a challenge, and you see the news, and, you know, it's a new year, a new administration, and it's a new season in agricultural areas. Just like we're having here, was out and about yesterday and saw some activity in the fields, primarily looked like putting on anhydrous and so on. So we're making progress. I'm looking forward to a new year, and that leads me into what I'd like to talk about whenever you're ready.
Congressman, we will talk about that. First off, we wanted to let people know that this is an opportunity. If they'd like to call up and ask a question and keep everything respectful, we would certainly welcome that at 659-3338. And we do have a phone call right off if you're okay with taking a quick question here.
Sure.
All right. Susan Casper joins us on the line. Susan, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Mr. Baird. This is an off-the-wall question. We have a lot of construction going on in town, and I called the post office because out of 14 post boxes that we have in town, we only have one on the west side, which is at the IGA, and it's not even easy to get to. It's right by the door, right by a handicap parking. So we have one post box on the west side. All of the others, there's five right around the post office. If you count the little one-way street, there's two there and three around. Anyway, I'm trying to find out how to get, I don't need a new post box. Let's just move an existing post box and put it where it would be accessible. The reason I'm asking you is that when I called the post office, they said, well, it's a government entity. You're going to have to call your congressman.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, what is the procedure to try to get something moved where it's accessible to? We have a lot of walkers on the southwest side. We have a lot of people on the northwest side. There's no box out Kiger Street or out by and with all the construction going on, it's even more important to maybe have something that's accessible.
Susan, I think the best response I can give you is to just call our staff. We've got some really good staff to help work out the details of something like this.
Okay.
And if you'll just call our Washington office is 202-225-5037, or our district office is 563-5567.
Excellent.
And so,
well, I didn't to call my local post office today, but I really appreciate the information and what the next steps are. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan,
Thank
for
you.
The phone call.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. All right, Congressman.
Jim, go ahead and start where you want to start.
I'm always an optimistic, enthusiastic person. I think agriculture taught me that. And when you look at a new season and a new beginning, you always have hopes that the new crop is going to be bountiful and that you will survive another year in farming. And so that's taking place right now in our communities like yours. And yesterday, I think I mentioned that saw some equipment in the field putting on anhydrous. So it's the beginning of a new season, and that relates to what I want to talk about. It also is the beginning of a new administration here in the 117th Congress. And then I want to share the committees that I'm on I don't think we've talked about that, Kevin or Ken, in the past, but it relates not so much about me, but I think the committees I ended up on relate very well to the district. And so I'd like to share that.
Okay. We'd love to hear
the Ag Committee. Yeah, the Agriculture Committee. Of course, my background is animal agriculture and agriculture in general. So I'm ended up on the Agricultural Committee. I'm very happy about that because we have so much production agriculture in the district. Then I ended up being the ranking member, and I'm very proud of that, on the Biotechnology, Horticulture, and Research Committee. That means I will have the opportunity to share concerns from producers in the district. I think you have to recognize, too, it's biotechnology and horticulture and research. And the fact that Purdue University is in this district, and that's my alma mater, and they do a tremendous amount of work in all of these areas through engineering and through agriculture. You know, Dr. Karen Clout is the new, or has been, the head of the College of Agriculture. And so she is a very knowledgeable individual and provides directions to Purdue's agricultural research program. And that relates to this committee that I serve on, because through biotechnology, we can provide things that through research that utilizes the biological processes that particularly of microorganisms, and we can improve plant and animal health. We can develop new antibodies to protect animals. It even gets involved in things like the vaccines and the COVID vaccines. So that research is extremely important to the health and well-being of our agricultural production, and it's also important because that relates many times to what's going on in human health. And so I'm very proud to be a part of that committee. End up being on two other subcommittees on the agriculture committee, the first one being livestock and foreign agriculture. That's of interest to me because of my livestock background and because of the livestock production we have in the district. You know, we got Fair Oaks Farms with many dairy cows. We've got a lot of pork production and so on. So I'm really, really pleased to be on that committee. And then because of my nutrition background, I've been asked to serve on the Nutrition Oversight and Department Operation, which really gets into the nutrition programs for schools, the balance of nutrition for feeding adults through various programs. And that's important, I think, to make sure that the kids going to school have the appropriate balance of nutrients so that they can do well in school. And so that is an important committee as well. And then the other committee sort of ties with this. You know, I'm talking about the Ag Committee here, but the other committee is I serve on the Science, Space, and Technology. And that has oversight over the research and technology. And here again, the research you do in that space, in many cases, ties or complements the research that's conducted in the Ag Committee. And we have 10 national laboratories around the country that do basic research. Then you have to be impressed that Purdue University is ranked fifth most recently in the area of innovation. That was done by the U.S. News and World Report. And to have a president like Mitch Daniels and then have students that were able to help carry out keeping the school open during this pandemic, you just get a sense of pride when you have young people and a university like that right in our midst providing direction to some of the things that impact our lives and our food supply chain. So having said all of those, Kevin and Ken, I didn't say all of that because of me. I think it's a reflection of our district and what we are capable of doing. And I just want people to have a sense. We do have a voice at the legislative table, and my intent would be to help improve the status of agriculture in this district, to help improve people's lives in this district, and to continue to reduce the amount of legislation and impediments to success through reducing or minimizing the amount of regulatory aspects that take place. So that's my beginning, my initial thought. Like I said, just to reiterate, it's a new season, a new administration, and a new opportunity. And so appreciate the opportunity to serve in that capacity.
All right, Congressman, we appreciate your time, too. We do have before Ken and I even get to our questions, we've got another quick question from a phone caller. Kim, we're going to let you ask your question and then hang up and listen to the answer.
It's a two-parter. The first one, does he think that the January attack on Congress were these peaceful protesters, like some people have said? And also, where were these Republicans? Why weren't they out there talking to these people? So, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Kim. Congressman?
Yes.
Yes, some thoughts on the quote-unquote insurrection.
There's no excuse for an attack on our Capitol. There's absolutely no place in our society for that to take place. On the other hand, I think there were some that were there, or maybe many that were there, just because they wanted to express a concern that was taking place in our government. And so, I think the activities and the events there, we need to continue to make sure that we don't have a recurrence of that sort of thing.
Okay. Jim, you mentioned, making sure that you're talking about all the meals the kids need now in school. Problem is, the school is about the only place where some of these kids actually get a meal, period, for the day. What can you guys do to help move that along or change that up a little bit?
Well, that was my interest in why I was so active in the CFAP program, the coronavirus food assistance program that was a part of the USDA purchase of fruits and vegetables and through milk products and meats and distributing those through the food banks and so on. Because the first part of that CFAP program helps farmers and ranchers survive this pandemic. But the other part of that was distributing food into those in need. And I suppose the most obvious thing about that is, back early in the pandemic, we saw producers in Florida around the country destroying their crops because they didn't have any place to go with them. We saw concerns about animal agriculture and euthanizing animals. So we saw, and we had milk dumped out on the ground. So we saw this tremendous resources being destroyed in a sense. Because it was in the wrong location. So through the CFAP program and the food banks and distribution system already in place, we're able to take those products and the USDA purchased those, then put them in boxes and got those distributed to the food banks and then ultimately to the people that needed it. So, the farmers to families, that was very rewarding to farmers, and it was also very helpful to our citizens. So then the school lunch program, I've always had a concern about young people. I mean, it's difficult to learn when you're extremely hungry. So the ability to get the food to the schools, and even they can sign up for having those meals during the summer. And I know several schools in our district have done that. So making sure that we get quality food to those students, I think, is important, and one of the programs that's of interest to a lot of us.
You also mentioned biotech, and when biotech first got its start, it was one of the more widely discussed things. And it seems like in the last 4 or 5 years or so, it's kind of fallen off the map. And I don't think it has, but What's really going to go on now in biotech that could maybe, you know, perk some interest back up?
Well, I think there's all kinds of biotechnology taking place. I mean, utilizing, and the more we learn through research about biological processes, and particularly in microorganisms, we can develop vaccines, we can develop antibodies that are improved, that improves the health of our animals, improves the productivity and the health of our plants, and so all of those biotechnology. I know I mentioned Dr. Karen Plout. They have a what I call a phenomobile. I think they have a more scientific name for that, but it is like a field sprayer. But it has cameras, and they're going through the fields taking unbelievable numbers of pictures of the plant as it moves. Anyway, through that and through obtaining that kind of data, then their goal is to tie genotype to phenotype and just give you additional tools in order to select varieties and so on that perform extremely well. So that's just one example of what biotechnology can do, and the importance of research. The importance of research and basic research to all of our lives is something that's not glamorous in some ways, but it is extremely important to our ability to be able to produce the food and fiber that we need in the future to feed the world.
Congressman, do you have 2 minutes to hang with us while we take a quick commercial break?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that and come right back with Congressman Jim Baird next on Wylo's Party Line.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brett Capps. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by our office at 1748 East Wabash Street for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past 5 programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new Boone County DailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BooneCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Wylo News Director Ken Hartman, joining us on the phone for another 7 minutes is Indiana Congressman Jim Baird. Congressman, you said that you were very optimistic. I was very pessimistic after the last presidential election, and it took me a month or so to kind of accept it, I guess. So the mess that is the Biden administration, I guess since you are optimistic, you think we have some hope against these socialists, right?
Well, absolutely. And I'm just going to tell you, I fought for this country. In fact, I lost an arm in Vietnam. And so I love this country very much, and I don't intend to see socialism or communism take root in this great world, great country that we have. And I want my children and my grandchildren to have the opportunity that I had. And if you work hard and you can make success, I want to create the kind of environment that allows that to happen. I still think that the United States is the shining light on the hill, and it's important It's very important, not only to our country and our people, but we provide hope to many other worlds and many other populations around the world. So I want to see that continue, and I intend to stand for just making sure that that happens where I can. And I recognize that I'm not in the majority in the House of Representatives, but that doesn't mean that we can't have discussions. And I think the pandemic made a lot of people realize how important telehealth was, how important rural broadband is. I think it made us realize that our food supply chain can have major disruptions, and even people that and represent districts in our country that are not heavily agriculturally oriented certainly realize that the food in the grocery stores and when those shelves were empty made us realize how important agriculture is to the world and how important it is to our country and how important it is to our district. And we ought to be proud. We ought to be proud of the kind of ranchers and farmers that we have and their ability through innovation and through talent and through hard work are able to do the kinds of productivity that we have. And we ought to be proud of that. And that has impacted our ability around the world, too, because we are able to produce such high-quality products, corn, soybean, animal proteins. And we are, because of our logistics and our capability to deliver, we can deliver high-quality products anywhere in the world. So we want to cultivate those countries and those cultures that need the products that we're able to produce, and at the same time, be an asset to our country.
So the CDC has begged Americans not to travel for spring break, and they're trying to do everything they can to keep us in their homes. Shouldn't they be begging President Biden to close the border? I mean, it's like they took their eye off the ball.
I don't know. I don't know how you have, in the military, the first thing you did was you set up a perimeter to make sure you could secure your area and control what was going on. So,
right.
I see, and I don't want to equate this to a military operation, but I just the recognizing the implications of not being able to control who and what is coming across our borders. And so, it would seem to me important that we complete the ball, so that our border patrol agents are not tied up and overworked in some areas, and by being overwhelmed, then they can't control the people coming across and coming to our borders. And absolutely, we need to build the wall, get it finished.
Well, to go along that same line, I know you probably wasn't a big fan of the most recent hope from the president about granting amnesty for millions and millions and millions of illegal immigrants already here. We've had people call up or ask the question, well, how could you be so mean to a fellow human? It's not that. It's just do it the legal way, right?
Well, this country is a country of immigrants.
Right.
You know, I mean,
absolutely.
That's how it started. And I think the country, if you do it through the legal process, I think it's still a welcome country, and we, mm-hmm. we encourage or we're not opposed to having come. It keeps us as a country, kind of adds to our viability and vibrancy. But at the same time, it's a disservice to those that work so hard to earn their citizenship through the normal channels, mm-hmm. and now just let it come across the border, and then we start providing education and vaccinations and all other kinds of services to these people. When we have a tremendous need to help our small businesses and so on get back to work. And as you mentioned, that is how the process really recovers. Is that if we can get the jobs moving and get people employed, then that starts to generate the revenue that supports local government, federal government, and so on. But more importantly, it helps those families, it helps those individuals, it helps those businesses survive. And that's I just think we have a hard time recognizing sometimes how this pandemic all of a sudden for restaurants and the hotel industry, for their business to drop off just bang in a 24-48 hour period. So right. we need to focus on helping make those people whole again and get moving. So that does not mean bringing in a bunch of illegal immigrants. It means focusing the funds that we have available. You know, we had $4 trillion there in December. We passed $1 trillion of that is still left, and yet we started adding on another $1.9 trillion for rescue plan, and then we're talking about another $3 trillion for infrastructure. So back to your question, absolutely, mm-hmm. we need to get a control of our border. We need to make sure we're focusing on the things that are really important. And that has changed since we had the change of administration. Mm-hmm. And it's become very partisan. It has virtually reduced or eliminated conservative thought in the process. Most of these bills aren't going through committees like we've done in the past. They're going right straight to the floor and being voted on. So that's a concern to me.
Amen. All right. Well, keep up the good fight for us there in Washington, Congressman. We, Ken and I certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Take care of yourself.
All right. That'll wrap it up for today's Party Line. Ken, thanks a lot.
All right.
And thank you for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Ken and I will be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from Wylo.